Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of dopamine and getting back on track. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart, building healthy communication skills. You know that feeling when you're trying to talk to someone about something important, but the words just get tangled up in your head? Or maybe you find yourself constantly misunderstanding what other people are saying. Yeah, me too. But trust me, strong communication is like the secret sauce for a successful recovery journey. It's not just about talking more, it's about truly connecting with ourselves and others in a way that feels genuine and empowering. Think of it like this. Healthy communication is the bridge that connects us to support, understanding, and ultimately, freedom from addiction. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your communication game. First off, active listening is king. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about truly understanding what the other person is saying, their emotions, their needs, and even the unspoken messages behind their words. Ever feel like you're talking to a brick wall? That's often because we're not actively listening. Instead of getting caught up in formulating our own response, try focusing on absorbing what they're saying. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear them saying so it sounds like you're feeling really frustrated, and show genuine interest. Next up, learn to express yourself clearly and honestly even when it's tough. Bottling things up only creates pressure and resentment. Practice using I statements to own your feelings and thoughts without blaming others. For example, instead of saying "you always make me feel," try "I feel when." This takes the focus off attacking and puts the emphasis on your own experience, which is way more productive. Remember, communication isn't a one-way street. It's a dance. Be open to feedback, even if it's not what you want to hear. Listen with an open mind and try to see things from their perspective. This takes courage and humility, but trust me, it builds stronger connections. Now, let's talk about nonverbal communication. Body language speaks volumes. Pay attention to your posture, eye contact, and facial expressions. They can convey just as much as your words, sometimes even more. Imagine trying to have a serious conversation with someone who's constantly texting or checking their phone. It sends the message that you're not fully present. And finally, don't be afraid to take breaks when needed. Sometimes emotions run high, and taking a step back can give everyone space to cool down and regroup. This doesn't mean avoiding conflict, it means managing it constructively. Think of it like this. Communication is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She's an amazing artist, but she struggled to communicate her needs and boundaries in relationships. She'd often end up feeling overwhelmed and resentful because people would take advantage of her kindness. One day, Sarah realized that she needed to change something. She started practicing active listening, really paying attention to what others were saying and asking clarifying questions. She also learned to express herself more clearly, using I statements to articulate her feelings and needs. Slowly but surely, things started to shift. People began to respect her boundaries, and Sarah felt more confident and empowered in her relationships. It wasn't easy at first, but she persevered because she knew that healthy communication was essential for her well-being and happiness. And you know what? It worked. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for building healthy communication skills. Remember, this isn't about becoming a perfect communicator overnight. It's about showing up with intention, being kind to yourself and others, and taking those small steps that lead to big changes. The biggest takeaway today is this. You deserve to be heard and understood. And by mastering the art of communication, you can create stronger, more fulfilling connections with the people who matter most. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try implementing from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember you've got this. Keep striving for that dopamine balance and don't forget to connect with yourselves and others. Bye for now.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.